Lipscomb is here. Okay, great. Supervisor Lipscomb, just so you know, items number 7 and 13 have been withdrawn. 7 and 13 have been withdrawn. Okay, Madam Clerk, please call item number 1.
A resolution by Supervisor Holloway supporting changes to the Juvenile Justice Code, specifically State Statute 938.34 sub 3, governing the ability of the juvenile court to place a youth in a secure detention facility beyond 30 days and the use of more than one placement to maximize service options available to adjudicated youth. Referred to the Committees on Health and Human Needs and Intergovernmental Relations.
Good morning, Mr. Cooley.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members. I'm here on behalf of Chairman Holloway, who has introduced a resolution to support changes in the Juvenile Justice Code that would allow juvenile court to place an adjudicated youth in a local secure juvenile detention facility for up to 180 days. The current statutes limit that ability to 30 days currently. The statutes also limit the ability of the court to order more than one placement option in predisposition. Currently, the state has, through legislation, has proposed closing two of the three state facilities, the two closest to southeastern Wisconsin, as well as reducing youth AIDS funding. And locally, we have information, recent data from the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, which indicates that local secure detention facilities are operating well under capacity. In fact, the local facilities currently are operating at around 50% of capacity. This legislation that is that the chairman is recommending supporting would allow counties to the option of repurposing some of the facility space in those local facilities for some of the use that otherwise would be sent now to the one remaining facility if this proposal passes at Lincoln Hills, which is a 3.5 to 4 hour drive away. This change would allow the development of short-term secure programs in collaboration with community agencies and existing systems, and which could also result in reductions in the per-unit operating costs of those facilities by increasing, you know, their used capacity. It would also allow the court to order more than one placement option for an adjudicated youth, which would allow counties the flexibility to be more creative in utilizing existing continuum of care options for those youth. Based on that, Chairman Holloway asks your positive consideration of this resolution.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've worked with Chairman Holloway a little bit on the JCI issue, and I'm happy that the governor did take steps to close one, and unfortunately the wrong one, but we don't get everything we ask for. I was very happy to see this resolution before us. In fact, I was just writing my newsletter, and this was how I ended my piece on the JCI, was that I said the next step is we need to seek broader local authority and flexibility. And with that, I'm wondering, I don't know if you have the authority on the chairman's behalf, but would I be allowed to be a co-sponsor?
I expect the chairman would have no problem with that.
I would move approval of the resolution.
Would any other member like to be added as a co-sponsor at this time? Okay, let's make that addition of Supervisor Lipscomb. Supervisor Rice.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Cooley, has the chairman had any discussions with legislative leaders or the administration regarding his advocacy of this position, and what response have you received?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I think there was a letter he wrote to the governor relating to this. I don't know what other communications he's had with people in Madison on this.
So the resolution indicates that the county board supervisor supports these changes. What is the intent with respect to advocating for them? Is there something that follows this resolution, provided that the board adopts it? or is it simply a paper, you know, endorsement? Is it expected that we would do something to proactively attempt to achieve these changes?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, if this is passed and it's also scheduled in front of the Intergovernmental Relations staff, obviously our lobbyists would be given the direction to, you know, to actively pursue these changes in the statutes, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that was my question. And I think in previous resolutions I've seen the language that actually includes direction to that effect.
It
communicates the intent of the body by transmitting the message to the legislative leaders so that they're aware of the action taken by the county board.
We will make sure that gets done.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments by committee members? Okay, we have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Committee.
Yes?
Can I speak on this? I ask to speak on this, please. Erica, tell us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had you starting at 5 on item 5. Sure. Please come up. You can come up to the microphone, and then you have...
Ma'am. I just have one.
Okay, and you have 2 minutes.
Yes, fine. No problem. As an ex-juvenile with Milwaukee County Probation Officer Children's Court under Judge Foley, Judge Hudson, Judge Hayes, whatever, Cooper, Mr. Cooper, Audrey Brooks, I'm having recently been involuntarily incarcerated. I'm extremely troubled by extending from 30 days, which is state law. Did I understand that correctly, that Mr. Holloway wishes to extend it from 30 to 180 days in secure detention? If you've never gone in a detention facility or children's court detention facility, I wish you'd go and visit. That's all I have to say. It's an extreme extension of civil rights liberties.
Thank you very much, and I apologize for not having you speak before the item was adopted. Okay, item number 2, please.